This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday, and it's going to be a fun. I know, Chris, it's Thursday. That's because we've had so much fun this week. I mean, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. But before we get to that, here's what we have for tonight. Election fraud, voting. Let's have another talk about this and get some people squared away here. I have somebody who doesn't know if they should vote Republican or not. We're going to talk about that, churn through a bunch of emails. Pride goeth before the fall. It seems like I read that somewhere. Eric Adams is contributing to that tonight. My goodness, Democrats are going to get crushed in November. The new Disney movie has a fat girl as the main character, and Paul Ryan's still an idiot. All that is still to come tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here. The election in 2020. Just stay with me here. The election in 2020. It doesn't matter what you believe about it. You can believe there were shenanigans, fraud. That's what I believe. You cannot believe that. You can say, well, no, there may be something. But you understand if you don't believe that, that you're an idiot, right? Now, Let me explain. In every single election in blue areas, there are shenanigans. Tammany Hall ringing any bells? It's just been this way for a very, very long time. People play games with elections. Okay, so that we know. That, again, what I just said is not an opinion. That's a fact. Urban areas, New York City, Philly, others, they do things that are shady or probably flat out illegal in elections. That's just the way it's always gone. It's the way it's always been. It's the way it is now. It's the way it always will be. Okay. So the 2020 election, what was it? What was the difference between 2020 and everywhere else? Not just the desire to get rid of Trump. What was the difference? Gigantic amounts of mail-in voting. Mail-in voting. There are countries, modern countries like France, who do not allow mail-in voting at all. And they openly state they don't allow mail-in voting because it's so easy to have fraud in there. But, you know, a lot of this stuff can get so broad and then you don't know. And remember, you can believe there were election shenanigans, but not enough to change the election. I don't believe that, but you can. That's an acceptable view. But what you can't believe, unless you're purposely being naive or you're a liar, what you cannot possibly believe is what Chris Kerb said on 60 Minutes about 2020 being the most secure ever.
It's completely and utterly surreal. None of these lies have been substantiated to any extent. Every single one of them has been debunked.
Chris Krebs was director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, charged with protecting the 2020 election. He called it the most secure election in American history, and days later was fired by President Trump.
The most secure election in American history. You can believe there was enough fraud to change the election. You can believe there wasn't enough fraud to change the election. But if you say it was the most secure election in American history, you're a liar. Because it's not possible. Let's just follow basic logic here. Let's go back to our village. You know, we do that 100-person village all the time. Just makes things easier to understand. Let's say we have a 100-person village. You live there and I live there. Got a bunch of 100 people in this village. And we're going to have an election to decide who leads our village. And there are two different ways we can go about this election. Way number one is There will be a designated place where you show up and vote for tribal chief. And you, when you show up to vote, you have to show up to vote in person, present your ID proving who you are and which one of our little village huts you live in, and then you are given a ballot where you will vote right there. The ballot is then taken in and put in a drop box. That's way number one. Way number two is, well, you don't have to leave your hut. What we'll do is we'll send various people around. They'll collect the votes. They'll collect your ballot from the hut, and then they'll take your ballot from the hut, and they'll take it down to another hut where they'll have all the ballots there, and then from that hut, they'll take it to a different hut, and then from there, take it to another hut, and then eventually they'll take it down to the election place. Now, which way is more secure? You obviously know. Everybody knows. And I'll be honest with you about something. I didn't know what to think about 2020, the election, at first. I covered it live on TV that night. It was like a four-hour TV marathon. You know, I have a TV show every night, 9 p.m. Eastern on the 1st, right after this is done. And I covered it live that night, and Trump was up in all the swing states when I finally signed off the air. They were kind of done counting ballots, and it was 10 o'clock, and I was getting late, and I was like, you know what, I'm done for the night. And we signed off. And just like you, I went home, went to sleep, and thought, okay, looks like we're good here. And then I woke up the next morning and found out all these ballots were found at 2 a.m. and Joe Biden was all of a sudden up. And initially I thought, well, that doesn't seem right. But I didn't think there was some huge steal of the election. I didn't know. I thought, wow, it doesn't seem right. Wait, what's going on? And I watched news report after news report after news report of they're blocking the windows where they're counting the ballots. Hey, here's a video of this. Here's a video. Okay, so I'm getting more and more suspicious, but I'm certainly not ready to come on the air yet and say it was stolen. I wasn't ready to do that yet. You know what brought me there? What brought me there was this.
It's completely and utterly surreal. None of these lies have been substantiated to any extent. Every single one of them has been debunked.
Chris Krebs was director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, charged with protecting the 2020 election. He called it the most secure election in American history.
I didn't know something bad happened until they called it the most secure in history. Because basic logic says it couldn't possibly be. It was the vote. It was the vote with the most mail-in ballots in election history. So by any measure, no matter what you believe about the Democrats or this county or that county, no matter what you believe, by any measure, the vote with the most mail-in ballots is actually already the least secure in history because just simple chain of custody dictates that it is. I didn't know something bad happened until the system mouthpieces all stood up and told me it was the safest election ever. That was when I knew. I didn't need to see any other video. I didn't need to see any of the audits out of Arizona. I didn't need to see any of the 100% precinct turnouts in places like Wisconsin, which never happens. That's not even possible. I didn't need to see anything else at all. The second they told me it was the safest election ever, the fairest election ever, that told me every single thing I needed to know, and it should tell you every single thing you need to know. If I ask you right now, hey, have you ever told a lie? And you say to me, Jesse, I have. I'm not proud of it, but yeah, I've told some lies in my life. Okay, that's an honest answer. If I ask you, have you ever told a lie? And you say, never once in my life, every word has been the truth. That tells me you're the biggest freaking liar I've ever met in my entire life. You know something happened. What specifically? I don't know that we'll ever get down to it. I know you've seen the movies, the documentaries, the online video. I know you've read the articles. We're never going to get a full accounting of what happened because the system demands that there be no accounting. In fact, they demand you echo this safest and fairest election ever disastrous nonsense. So we're never going to know completely. We'll suspect. We'll get bits and pieces of information coming in for years. We'll never know. But you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that something happened because the system told you, no, nothing happened, safest election ever. Look, it's the same reason I never took the therapeutic. I wasn't sure about the therapeutic. I didn't know what to think about it. COVID definitely is a real disease. It's killed people. I mean, Andrew Cuomo killed 15,000 New Yorkers with it, so it's definitely real. Okay, good. There's a vaccine for it. Okay, interesting. I might take that. I'll wait and see what it looks like. You have to take it. Wait a minute. I have to take it? Take it or you'll be fired. Okay. Now I'm officially suspicious. Now I feel like you're forcing me to take something that maybe doesn't do. Take it now or you hate grandma. Okay, now I'm never taking it. I didn't know something happened until they insisted it was the fairest ever. And then I knew. Now let's get to pride going before the fall. Why is this midterm election going to be so bad? Well, we can once again thank Eric Adams and his brand.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
Because he provided the latest and greatest example of why that pride is going to doom them. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It's completely and utterly surreal. None of these lies have been substantiated to any extent. Every single one of them has been debunked.
Chris Krebs was director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, charged with protecting the 2020 election. He called it the most secure election in American history, and days later was fired by President Trump. He now has a cyber consulting firm and is a contributor for CBS News. We showed him a press.
What a shock. He was fired by Donald Trump for lying about it and moved right to CBS. The safest ever. Oh, shut up. All right, I'm going to talk to this guy who's thinking about voting Republican in a moment. But first, we always want to have an attitude of gratitude, right? I know that's an old saying, but I'm going to act like I just came up with it. Attitude of gratitude. Credit to Jesse Kelly for coming up with that. But it is true. You know, we always want to look around and have things we want to be thankful for. I'm thankful for Eric Adams, mayor of New York. You know why? Because we are at a time, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, we are at a time in America where the Democratic Party is in such control of all the institutions, media, education, everything else. They control every institution, the whole administrative state, but that they have a huge arrogance problem. And pride goeth before the fall is more than just a really genius Bible verse. It is so true. It always will bring you down. And Eric Adams, he is a huge reason why I believe Lee Zeldin might be the next governor of New York. He has this cocky attitude about him where he talks down to people all the time, especially when they're angry. He can't help it. It's who he is. He looks down on people who are mad at him. And like Joe Biden, very similar to Joe Biden, actually, he feels like he has the ability to simply lecture you into agreeing with him or shutting up. That's what he feels like. I saw this today and it was amazing. Remember, I told you about the last time I went to New York. It was for Buck's engagement party. And that was the $75 tequila shots and things like that. We're not going back into that right now. But you walk everywhere in New York. As you know, you walk everywhere. There's trash everywhere. Worse than I've ever seen it now. It smells worse than I've ever seen. And we weren't in the bad part of town. We weren't over in the Bronx, okay? Midtown Manhattan's where we were. Mayor Adams' office said today, less than 2% of the streets are filthy, baffling New Yorkers. This is according to Gothamist. Listen, this arrogance problem for the Democratic Party is going to be their undoing here in about 2 weeks. People can see the problems, and they can smell these problems. You can do a lot of different things when people see problems and they're experiencing problems. You can empathize. Oh, man, I'm sorry you're going through that. Man, my heart is breaking for you. Hey, we're going to try to get these seats, these streets cleaned up. You can present solutions. Hey, you're right. The streets are gross. We are going to fix it. I'll tell you what. We have hired a new crew. We're going to do this. What you cannot do is something Joe Biden does every single day and something Eric Adams does every single day. And because he's mayor of New York, he's in the news when he does it. You cannot tell people they are not experiencing what they're experiencing. Remember when Joe Biden did the 60 Minutes interview and it was just the biggest disaster in the world because the guy actually pretended to be a reporter for 15 seconds and he asked him and he said, hey, 8.2% inflation. And Joe Biden said, dude, it only went up a little. What are you making a big deal out of it for? We're okay. And they've also gone with the new tactic Biden has of standing up and telling people, hey, inflation's even worse in Europe. We're actually doing way better than the rest of the world. You cannot have that level of arrogance with people who are suffering or they're going to make you pay for it. They're going to make you pay for it. But that is the level of arrogance that always brings people down. You get yourself so isolated in such a bubble where you don't ever encounter normal people and you don't ever encounter people who think differently than you. And you just, it's easy to get yourself in a bubble where you think you are the God King who can speak any way to anybody and they will simply bow to your whims. And that's what the Democratic Party is going through nationally here. And it is a huge reason why they're going to get crushed in November. Telling people they're not feeling what they're feeling is a great way to make people incensed with rage. Why don't you go home? Fellas, why don't you go home try that with the wife tonight? Let me know how that works out with you. Walk in, maybe I'll try it tonight. I'll get home from the show, walk in the door. Maybe the wife had a bad day. Hey, how you feeling, babe? Oh, frustrated with the kids. They're just driving me crazy. They were going nuts today. I think what I'll say back to her is, you're not frustrated with the kids. All right, you're fine. You had a fine day. The kids are fine and everything's fine. I can't wait to see how that lands. That is the tactic the Democratic Party has taken from a national level to a local level. Hey, you're fine. Gosh, why are the whining? Stop whining. You're fine. You're really not feeling what you're feeling. Oh, you can't afford groceries? Hey, it's worse in Europe. Stop complaining. That's such a terrible idea. This is White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain.
I think that, as I said a minute ago, people are being squeezed by high prices. The cost of living squeeze on families has been with us for decades. It isn't solved yet. I do think we made some significant measures this year, which take effect next year, and we're going to talk about those. I do think also
prices have been coming down for a year. What are you worried about? Golly, these people. All right. I have good news. There is a counter for the estrogens you're drinking in that bottle of water. Estrogens in the plastics. You're showering in estrogen now. We have a testosterone crisis in the country, but there is a solution. Gentlemen, a natural solution. I know there's a new clinic on every corner offering you the ability to inject yourself with something all the time, or you could take natural herbal supplements the way God intended. U.S. manufacturing, a hardcore company of anti-communists. I'm talking about Chalk. Fellas, get a male vitality stack. 90 days. Commit 90 days with me, and you will see a difference like you cannot believe. Male vitality stack. Ladies, female vitality stack. Want to lose weight? Lose a little of that belly fat? Not that you ladies have any of that. Feel better? Female vitality stack. Go get the subscription because that's how you save 35%, which is huge, right? You have to go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. choq.com, promo code Jesse. That's how you do it. That's how we'll take the country back. All right. Bill Burr. What? Oh, he had a funny thing on abortion. Hang on.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It took all my willpower to actually start speaking and not just let that song play for a minute or two, Chris. I know you were going to cut me off. I know you were. Don't ever do that, Chris. Sometimes I get, look, as a front man for a band, for deleterious consequences, you don't understand what it's like to feel music the way I do, Chris. Chris? Music is magical for me. Oh, crap, I forgot to remind you. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I didn't even bring it up. Tomorrow, the whole 3 hours of the show, I answer the questions you email in. Email them right now. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Ask me anything. All right, before we get to somebody hijacking a bus, which is kind of hilarious, and before we get to race politics, that'll be spicy. I came across this clip, and it is pretty stinking good. Bill Burr, he's a comedian, hilarious comedian. Little vulgar, so there were some beeps and things like that in this. Don't worry, there's no bad language. I don't think he's a Republican, but boy, he had quite a little stand-up routine, which was great, about abortion.
I don't like people telling me what to do, and I was just like, it's your body. Who the fuck am I to tell you what to do with your body? So that always made sense, all right? However, I still think you're killing a baby. See? That's where it gets weird. It's not a baby yet. That's what they say, which may or may not be true. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I'll tell you, my gut tells me that doesn't make sense. It's not a baby yet. That would be like if I was making a cake and I poured some batter in a pan and I put it in the oven. And then 5 minutes later, you came by and you grabbed the pan, you threw it across the floor. And I went, what the f***? You just ruined my birthday cake. And then you were like, well, that wasn't a cake yet. It's like, well, it would have been. If you didn't do what you just did, there would have been a cake in 50 minutes. Something happened to that cake, you cake murderer.
That's so good. Oh, my gosh, that is so good. All right, let's help someone out here. Jesse, I'm an independent moderate and torn how to vote this election. I enjoy your show because you are just a normal dude. 100% transparency. You need to hop off Ozzy's crazy train with some of your conspiracy theories. Anyway, but I digress, he says. My question is, why should I vote Republican? I'm afraid that 6 months into the term, I'll realize I got duped again by the do-nothing party. I agree we need to head down a different path. How is this time going to be any different? P.S. Your burgers are great, but if your local butcher will grind in some raw bacon into the burger, it's nirvana. Wow, that doesn't sound too bad at all. Got to be honest, the addition of bacon does not sound too bad. Anyway, why would you vote Republican? Maybe there are a bunch of people listening to the sound of my voice right now wondering, why would you vote Republican? Well, as somebody who routinely blasts the Republican Party, allow me to tell you why. If you were to list me a bunch of negative things about the Republican Party, I would probably agree with you on almost all of them. I get very, very frustrated by how much money they spend. I get frustrated by how scared they are of the media instead of leading some sort of a fight for freedom in this country. I'm right there with you. Remember, Republicans were the first ones to lock down the United States of America. Don't let anybody lie to you now. However, the Democratic Party, it really doesn't matter if you believe me or not, this is true. The modern day Democratic Party, they are so beyond out there that there's no other choice but to vote against them. I actually will not sit here and tell you to vote for the GOP. I will tell you to go out and vote against children being groomed to cut their penises off behind their parents' back. That is demonic Moloch stuff, and that is the stated position of the Democratic Party. I will ask you to vote against an open border. Do you understand? 57,000 American heroes died in Vietnam. 57,000. Horrible, right? I've been to the Vietnam Memorial. We talked about that before, just how powerful it is going there and reading the names. And You see these vets there crying, and it just rips your guts out. You know, last year we lost 100,000 Americans to fentanyl poison trafficked over the border. And not only did we lose them, the stated position of the Democratic Party is that that border remain open and that it's somehow inhumane to close it and deport illegal immigrants. I'm not going to sit here and tell you the Republicans have all the answers on everything, but I am here to tell you that the Democrat Party of JFK is gone. It is gone, and it has been replaced by something that is not un-American. Not un-American. That's a cop-out. It has been replaced by open anti-Americanism. That's what it has been replaced by. They are not un-American. They are actively and openly opposed to the United States of America. Why do you think, do you understand that Joe Biden has not been president for 2 years? It hasn't even been 2 years. You realize that, right? Can you even fathom the level of destruction, how fast he was able to destroy it all? Why is that? Because that's every party, they have base tenets to their party. The base tenets of the Democratic Party now are all down the line designed to wreck the United States of America. They are. Again, it doesn't matter. You say you're a moderate independent. Fine. Maybe you're one of those people who believes in man-made climate change. Fine. I would argue that's crazy, but okay, that's fine. Let's say I give you that. Or you're right. Man is changing the climate. Oil and gas run the United States of America. If you declare war on that, as Biden promised he would and then has done, you are going to drive prices for everything through the roof. If you're, look. Listen to this. This is NBC.
It doesn't matter if you heat your home with heating oil, gas, or electricity, you're going to pay more to stay warm this winter.
From the Northeast and Midwest to parts of the South, Mother Nature has already given millions of us a sneak peek at what's ahead. And this morning, the forecast for America's collective wallet this winter may also be a bit frigid.
It's a very, very high bill.
Across the board, energy costs are expected to be higher than last year. The federal government expects the biggest jumps for customers who use heating oil or natural gas to stay warm, up 27 and 28%.
Doesn't matter what you believe about man-made climate change. A vote for Democrats is a vote for that. Look, we yell about the Republican Party. I do too all the time. Let's not act like there's no difference. Donald Trump had this entire nation energy independent, and he had the border secure. What were your gas prices under Donald Trump? What are they now? Oh, maybe as an independent moderate, maybe none of these issues appeal to you, but I bet you money you're worried about crime, right? I bet you're worried that about picking up the New York Post every single day and seeing someone else got splattered because they got thrown in front of a subway. Oh, well, hey, no worries. Just take the headphones off.
I rode the subway yesterday, and it's same thing. I haven't put my AirPods in for over a year because I feel like I need to be very much aware. That's quality of life issue.
You were right about, you know, not having your iPods in, not focusing on our phone. And I say yes to that. I do the same. And we put out a video and information.
Buy a hero gun. These people aren't going to save you. Get a hero gun for yourself and the person you love the most and carry it on you. Please, I'm telling you now, do not buy one if it's going to sit and collect dust. Now, you can buy like a hero gun and a hero arrow, keep one by your bed or center console or your car or something, but when you are out and about, keep it on you. It's non-lethal, so there's no excuse. I don't like guns. Fine. It's not a gun. It's non-lethal. Don't need a concealed carry permit for it. It has a laser sight on it. Anyone can use it. You don't need to know guns at all. You point and squeeze. Hero2020.com code Jesse. Hero2020.com code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. But one more thing for the independent moderate. You understand that these people are putting openly pornographic material in children's libraries and schools, right? Material that, because I know so many kids listen to the show and I've always vowed to do a family show, I won't even describe to you what this material is, but it is horrific. It would make you cringe if I described what they're doing on purpose to children. You don't have to vote for Republicans. When you mark that Republican vote, you don't have to consider it a vote for Republicans. To be honest, I don't. I consider it a vote against communism. That's what I consider it. This wretched cultural Marxist filth has to stop. There. Now, let's talk about hijacking a bus. Look, Chris, maybe that's a job for the Diamond Heist team. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hola, it is the Jesse Kelly Show, wishing everybody a very merry here on this Thursday. We are almost at the end of the week and life is freaking good. Put a smile on your face. You know how excited I am tonight? You know what a good mood I'm in? I'm going to do something. I want you to consider this to be like a charitable donation from me to you. What, Chris? I want you to, you know what, Chris, go ahead and check. In fact, you probably know this off the top of your head. Can I declare this as a charitable donation on my taxes? I'm going to open up the phone lines later on in the show. Not yet. Don't call yet. I've told the screener, don't call yet. I might even let you have a word. That's what kind of a great mood I'm in. I feel this election coming and it's right around the corner and it gives me hope. It gives me hope. You know why? Because I've had 2 years of all this anger and hate built up inside of me, and I finally get to go to the polls and get some kind of event for it. That's a very healthy way to look at life. Speaking of health, let's check in on John Fetterman. Sounds like he's doing good.
You know, and you know, you talk about the liberty of a statue has never had an inscription inside that said, you know, send your tired, huddled masses and put him on a bus and turn him into a cheap political stunt.
That's funny. I don't remember reading that particular inscription. The Statue of Liber, the Liberchu. All right, Chris. I've always wondered this as someone who's never been to jail. I mean, yeah, I've been arrested, but I've never been in jail. I do wonder about the hierarchy in jail, and I wonder if something embarrassing happened to you during your crime. I wonder if you get picked on in jail. And this is what I mean. Hear me out. Did you see this story, Chris? MTA bus hijacker crashes into a utility pole after the driver leaps out the window. Okay, whatever. It happened in Queens. Guy jumps on a bus, public bus. The driver's trying to tell him to go, trying to tell him to get away. Eventually, the driver bails, and the criminal takes over driving the bus. And I've been trying to get details on it all day long, but it sounds like the guy didn't make it very far at all trying to drive the bus himself before he crashed into a utility pole, which actually knocked out power for people in the area. Now, my question is this. I don't know. Maybe this is something we should talk about later on the phones. Does the armed robber who was kind of successful before he got busted, you know, the murderer or somebody like that, do you think he makes fun of the guy who couldn't drive the bus more than 50 feet? He has to, right, Chris? There has to be that. I have to know. There has to be some kind of hierarchy. Imagine you're sitting there in prison and this guy pulled off the diamond heist with the Kelly crew and this guy committed murder, which is obviously not ideal, but sometimes people murder other people. And then here you are, the dork who couldn't drive the MTA bus more than 5 feet before you crashed it. I'm surprised it wasn't a woman. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine. Gosh. Jesse. Question says, Rove, another Romney? Why would the purportedly Republican super PAC American Crossroads, founded by Karl Rove, be running an ad touting a Democrat nominee? Listen. Let's have a talk about politics, especially presidential politics. Donald Trump, you remember Trump was president, right? You do happen to remember that. How many people in Trump's White House have made money off of having been in Trump's White House? Because this is something we get wrong. I get this wrong. I lose sight of this sometimes too. Because you genuinely love the country and you want what's best for the country, We oftentimes transfer our values to people who don't share those values. If you end up getting attached to the president in any way, Republican or Democrat, it's much more profitable to be a Democrat, but I mean, Republican anyway. Let's say you're the press secretary. Let's say you're Donald Trump's press secretary. You're going to have a lucrative career after being Donald Trump's press secretary. You just are. When you walk out of there, you're going to have offers. You're going to have options. Maybe there's a super PAC that wants you to head it up. Maybe there's a think tank. You know, there's always think tanks. How stupid is that? But anyway, maybe there's a think tank. Maybe somebody who runs political campaigns wants you to come work for it. Maybe a university or two wants you to come. You have options that will come your way simply by having worked for the president on your resume. So many of these people who are attached to presidents, Bush, Trump, doesn't matter who it is, they don't go into the job like you would go into the job with just this feeling of, yes, this is good and we can help fight the communists and save America. They go into it to make money. Republicans too. Why do you think everybody left Trump's White House and in 15 minutes wrote a book trashing Trump? Why do you think they did that? Is it because they're all disloyal scumbags? Now, yes, they're all disloyal scumbags, but there's money in writing a book that trashes Trump. Because look, hey, look, you know I'm writing a book, right? The manuscript's turned in. It's going to come out in June. Do you know what I'm going to do when my book comes out? Obviously, I'll talk about it on the show. Don't worry. I'm not going to be obnoxious about it. Well, that's not true. I'm absolutely going to be obnoxious about it, but I won't let it ruin the show. But you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to go on a book tour. We're going to bounce around to our various great affiliates in a book tour. And I'm going to go on virtually every show, TV show, and radio show I can. Why? To sell my book. I'm out there trying to make money and sell my book. That's what I'm trying to do. Why would you trash Trump if you're in the White House? Or if you left the White House? Because that gets you invited on more shows. We joked yesterday about me getting invited on The View because that's never going to happen. They're never going to allow me on to The View. And if they did, they would simply kick me off in 5 minutes anyway. Everybody knows that. Everyone knows it. The truth is, Karl Rove cares about money. You think because Karl Rove worked for a Republican, there's a better shot of him caring about America than the anti-American Democrats, but that's not true. They care about money. It all becomes about money for these people in the end. That's what it does. But you care about money too, right? Well, you say you care about money. Why are you still paying too much for your cell phone service? I'm just asking. I have a family of four. We all four have phone lines, and our bill got cut in half when we switched to Pure Talk. We switched from T-Mobile. Before that, I had Verizon. Before that, I had AT&T. And all three of those companies suck, and they're all way too expensive. When you switch to Pure Talk, you don't have to pay for the in-person store. You deal on the phone with someone who's an American who speaks English, and the company shares your values. Why are you still with anyone else? It takes less than 10 minutes. You can do it right now. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month on top of your bill going down. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. Now, because I'm in a hopeful mood and I'm excited and election day's coming, I'm going to answer something. Someone wants to know. Someone's very, so what about Republicans maybe taking back the House, maybe taking back the Senate? Let's have a talk. Let's have a heart-to-heart. It's just you and me here. And we're going to talk race politics, too. That'll be fun. Very non-controversial. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.